Title: Apache Shuffle Drive Lab Using Stock Devices Only in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build that classic Apache style shuffle drive in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. We're going for that rolling, slightly lurching jungle momentum, where the break feels like it's leaning forward, the ghost notes are talking, and the groove has that ragga-friendly propulsion. This is intermediate level, so I'm assuming you're already comfortable with simpler slicing, basic warping, and routing. What we're doing today is less about finding the perfect break, and more about controlling feel, timing, accents, micro-timing, and tasteful grit. First, set your tempo. Put it somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I like 170 as a sweet spot because it's fast enough to feel like proper jungle, but not so fast that the ghost note detail disappears. Now, project hygiene. Start clean. No groove applied yet. We want to hear our programming clearly before we start swinging the whole thing. Create your tracks. Make one MIDI track for drums. This will be the break rack. Then add audio or MIDI tracks for kick layer, snare layer, and hats or top. Add an optional ragga vox track if you've got vocal chops. Optional bass if you want to hear it in context. And set up two return tracks. Return A for dub delay. Return B for a short plate or room. Cool. Now let's source the break and make it playable. You can use any break, but the Apache approach is really about shuffle plus ghost drive. Drag your break sample onto a MIDI track and choose simpler. In simpler, switch to slice mode. Slice by transient. Set playback to trigger, because that gives you the classic choppy control where every MIDI note retriggers a slice cleanly. Keep gate off unless you deliberately want super staccato micro chops. Now right click and choose slice to new MIDI track, and keep it in drum rock form. Now each slice is on a pad, and you can actually compose with it. Here's the mindset. You're not looping a break anymore. You're resequencing a break. That's how you go from a static loop to that driven, old school, rolling feel. Now create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the break rock track. 2 bars matters because jungle phrasing lives in 2 and 4 bar questions and answers. 1-bar loops can work, but they tend to sound like exercises. 2 bars gives you space for conversation. Start with 8 anchor hits. Think of these as the spine. Put your main snare slice on beats 2 and 4. Classic. Then pick the kickish slice, whatever in your break feels like the strongest low transient, and place it on beat 1, and add a supportive hit around beat 3. If your slices aren't clean kick and snare, don't panic. Old school programming is often imperfect but right. You just need consistent anchors that the ear can lock onto. Now we build the shuffle push. This is where the Apache feel starts happening. Late and early 16ths plus ghosts, and especially the way velocity tells a story. Add ghost snares around the E and A of the beat. So think 1E, 1A, 3E, 3A. But don't add all of them immediately. Pick 2 or 3 to start. Then add little percussion slices, like rim or hat bits that came from the break itself, placed on off 16ths. The break already has the right texture, so stealing its own micro hats and ticks is a cheat code. Now the velocity plan. This is not optional. This is the groove. Main snare hits should be loud and confident, somewhere around velocity 100 to 120. Ghost notes should live in that 25 to 60 zone. Extra ticks and tiny hats, 15 to 45. And here's a teacher tip. Don't think of velocity as individual notes. Think in phrases, like 4-note minisentences. A quick pattern could be peak, dip, peak, dip, or the opposite. In Ableton's velocity editor, select a small cluster and draw a stepped contour. That gives you intentional groove instead of random variation. Before we go further, one of the biggest upgrades you can make is choosing a leader slice. Decide which slice is the groove leader. Usually it's the main snare transient. Sometimes it's a hat that defines the pocket. Here's the trick. Keep that leader slice stable. Either quantize it or keep it dead on grid. Then let everything else push and pull around it. That way you get excitement without the whole loop sounding loose. Next, break rack hygiene. If your break has overlapping tails, especially hats and snare bleed, drive and saturation can turn that into mush. So inside the drum rack, find hat-like slices and put them into a choke group so they cut each other off. That stops the wash. And if a slice has an annoying tail, open that slice's simpler settings and shorten it using the gain envelope. Quick decay. You'd be amazed how much clearer the shuffle becomes before you even touch any distortion. Alright, now we swing it like a junglist, not like a house track. Open the groove pool. Load a swing 16 groove. Start with swing 16-55, or if you want it a bit more animated, swing 16-65. Drag the groove onto your break rack clip. Then, in the groove settings for that clip, Set base to 1/16th. Set timing around 45 to 65%. Start at 55. Velocity amount should be low, like 0 to 20%, because we already shaped velocity manually and we don't want the groove engine flattening our phrasing. Random should be tiny, like 0 to 5%. Jungle needs precision. We want controlled human, not sloppy human. Now, a pro move. Apply the groove to the brake and hats, but keep the kick layer much tighter, sometimes even with no groove. That's how you keep the low end authoritative while the top is dancing. Now we go from good swing to Apache drive with micro tining. Groove pool will get you like 70% of the vibe. The rest comes from nudging specific notes by just a few milliseconds. In your MIDI clip, use a fixed grid of 1/16th for placement, then temporarily disable the grid so you can do micro nudges. You can either type it in using the note start field, or drag with grid off. Here's a reliable recipe. Make the main snares slightly late. 2 to 6 milliseconds late gives weight, like the snare is dragging the band behind it. Make some ghost snares slightly early. 1 to 4 milliseconds early creates chatter, like the ghost notes are impatient and trying to run ahead. Then hats and tiny perks, alternate them subtly early and late so it feels like motion, not just delay. And here's an important distinction that will make you better at this fast. Swing versus rush. Twing is a consistent delay of certain subdivisions. That's groove pool. Rush is those tiny early placements on specific ghosts that make the bar feel like it's leaning forward. So keep groove pool moderate and create rush with just 2 or 3 intentional early ghosts per bar. That's the running downhill sensation, without the loop falling apart. Now let's layer modern weight while keeping old school character. The break provides the vibe. Your layers provide the club impact. On the kick layer track, load a clean, short, punchy kick in Simpler or a drum rack. Don't fight the break. Reinforce it. Place the kick layer on the same moments where the break already implies kick energy. For the kick chain, keep it stock and controlled. Start with EQ8. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Then add saturator, set it to analog clip. Drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then add compressor, ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Now snare layer. Choose a snare with a short tail. Place it on 2 and 4, matching the break's main snares. For the snare chain, start with drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch 0 to 10 depending how crisp you want it. Boom can be dangerous here, so keep it subtle, 0 to 10 at most. Then EQ8, if it's thin, a small boost around 180 to 250 Hz. For crack, a boost around 3 to 6 kHz. If it's honky, dip around 800 Hz to 1.2 kHz. Extra trick, slice level transient shaping. If the snare inside the break needs crack, put a drum bus on just that snare slice chain inside the drum rack. Transients up a touch, drive low. It's often better than blasting the whole bus and ruining everything else. Now we do the drive lab. This is the stock-only Apache Crunch chain. Group your break and layers into a drums bus. On that group, insert devices in this order. First, EQ8 for pre-shaping. High pass around 30 Hz gently. If it's muddy, a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Then roar, because Live 12 finally gave us a really serious character drive tool. Pick a warm or dirty style, like a tubish vibe or a dirt vibe. Set drive in the 10 to 30% range. The warning here is, don't obliterate transients. Jungle crunch still needs punch. If the top end is dull, tilt the tone slightly brighter so the hat chatter cuts. And if roar is flattening your hits, use the dynamics or envelope behavior inside roar to keep the punch. Next, drum bus. This is where you glue and recover smack. Drive 3 to 10. Crunch 3 to 8. Then transients, push it up. Maybe plus 5 to plus 20, especially if roar softened the front edge. Next, glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Release on auto. Attack at 3 milliseconds if you want it tighter, or 10 milliseconds if you want more punch. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not where you crush, this is where you turn multiple layers into one instrument. Finally, a limiter as safety. Ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. Only catching rare peaks. That chain works because roar gives texture, drum bus restores impact, and glue makes it move as a unit. Now let's add old school raga space using sends. This is big. Jungle depth comes from selective throws, not reverb smeared on the whole drum bus. On return A, build a dub delay. Load echo. Set the time to 1/8 or 3/16. 3/16 is a wicked bounce for jungle. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. high pass around 250 Hz, low pass somewhere between 6 and 10 kHz, modulation subtle. After echo, add saturator with 2 to 5 dB drive, just to make the repeats feel like they're living in the system. Then EQ 8 and hard cut lows below 200 Hz so your delay never muddies the drop. Send snare fills, ragavox stabs, and one shot hits into that return. Not everything, just the moments you want the crowd to remember. On return B, do a short plate or room. Use reverb, small to medium size. Decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays punchy. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. Send snare lightly and hats very lightly. The goal is dimension, not wash. Extra sound design bonus. Make a dub notch pocket so vocals sit instantly. On the dub delay return, add an EQ 8 notch around 2 to 4 kHz. That's where Raga shouts bite. You're basically carving a little space so the MC energy stays forward, while the delay still feels thick. Now, arrangement. Let's put this into a practical 32-bar jungle flow that's drop ready.